7:04, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The state is renewing a push to get free rapid at-home COVID tests to residents. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Governor Jared Polis says the revamp of the state's COVID-19 testing program will offer rapid at-home testing. Coloradans can get the tests sent directly to their homes.
I know that if these tests are in the field being used, people are getting results back, isolating earlier, spreading the virus less. It will save lives and help end the pandemic in Colorado.
Rapid coronavirus tests have been plentiful in other countries, but to date, bureaucratic hurdles have stymied efforts in the U.S. The state purchased 2 million Binax rapid tests. People can sign up to get the tests at the state's COVID-19 testing website. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A Tuskegee Airman who was the first black football player at Colorado State University will be a namesake of a new clinic at the VA hospital in Aurora. CPR's Claire Cleveland has more.
Lieutenant Colonel John Mosley served during three wars, later becoming an activist for integration of the military. He was also recently a candidate to have the Denver neighborhood of Stapleton named in his honor. That effort failed, but Congress approved the clinic dedication Monday in a bill sponsored by a fellow veteran, Representative Jason Crow. The clinic opens next summer. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
Afghan refugees in Colorado may benefit from the new state law meant to help undocumented immigrants. More than 1,000 Afghans are expected in Colorado by the end of the year, and many will be ineligible for some kinds of federal assistance. But the state's Kit Tainter says Colorado has some new aid available to them.
Some of the laws that our legislature passed last session, including dropping lawful presence from a requirement for a housing assistance, will be another place that we'll be able to lean in and help people along their paths.
Tainter heads Colorado's Office of New Americans, which was created this year to better coordinate assistance for immigrants, refugees, and other newcomers to the state. It's mostly sunny across Colorado, staying cool for today and tomorrow. This is CPR News.